Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before we let you know what we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter, we want to give a shout out to our current show sponsors, the Snail Box Bar and Restaurant. Now, the Snail Box is located on the N2 between Ashburn and Slane at Kilmoon Cross. You can't miss them. There's a sign saying Snail Box next left. So if you're travelling on the N2 between Ashburn and Slane, you will not miss the Snail Box. They have delicious food, friendly service, fun for the whole family, and they're open 7 days a week. Unlike a lot of places that have found themselves not being able to open 7 days a week, the Snail Box is very fortunate because it is a family-run restaurant. They are able to open 7 days a week. So they've amazing memorabilia throughout the restaurant, including special football signed by the late Brazilian legend Pelé, a world record hat collection. It's a baseball cap collection. If you pop into the Snail Box with a baseball cap from anywhere in the world, they will give you one of theirs in return, and yours will go into their collection, and it'll be stapled to the roof of the restaurant for all to see. So if you would like to help them with their attempt to break a world record, please do drop in a baseball cap to the Snail Box. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? Well, this edition is a kind of a follow-on to our recent edition, Mother Gives Stark Warning to Teenage Cannabis Smokers. And at the end of that conversation with Jeremy and Katie on a previous episode of Opinions Matter, they mentioned at the end that they were going to have a conversation about parents clearing their child's drug debt. So that's exactly the conversation that we are going to have. And this message came into us after that conversation yesterday, and it says, "What about drug debts? My 19-year-old has run up a debt of $4,000 at the moment over cocaine and weed. They came looking for the money last week when he wasn't home. I answered the door and couldn't believe it. They told me he has till the end of the month to clear it, and he doesn't even work. I don't have that money in the bank. Should I take out a loan? My husband says it's his problem, but these people who called are absolute, utter and total scumbags." Now, in just a moment, because we did post earlier on that we were going to be discussing this, and a lady has been in contact with us, and this lady's story makes that original message pale into insignificance, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
I'm going to be playing a disguised voice note from a woman that we're calling Andrea. That's not her real name. And as you hear her story, the debt that her son has run up is so severe that they've had to move house. And nobody in their family even knows where they're living now. That's the story that we're going to be hearing in a minute.
So this argument is about tough love, basically, and whether or not, because $4,000 is a lot of money if you don't have it. Yeah. And
$4,000 is a lot of money. Full stop. So
it is, but it's a lot more money if you have to take a loan out for it. And I want you all to put yourself in that situation that mother's in. That drug dealers aren't nice people, by the way.
No, of course they're not.
Drug dealers call at your door and say, your son
we want money and that's it.
Your son owes us $4,000. If he doesn't pay the money, some harm could come to him. So you have two options. He hasn't got the money. Option one, you say, screw him. That's his problem. Move him out of the house. He's gone. Doesn't live here anymore. Let him fend for himself. Or option two, you go to the credit union, whatever the case may be, and you take a loan out. So which option, as a parent, would you choose?
So, yeah, so this guy's an adult. He's 19 years of age. He ran up a debt of $4,000 over cocaine and weed, and they've come looking for the money. They want their $4,000, and that's it.
And sorry, the people saying already on social media, go to the guards. You're not living in the real world. You're literally not living in the real world if you think that.
Go to the guards?
Yeah, what?
Over the drug dealers?
Yeah, what could you even do? Imagine going to Store Street. Hello, Garda. People are looking for my son's drug debt. A debt is a debt. But people, let's not trivialise this, because people have been killed for less than $4,000.
Absolutely.
Life is very cheap at the moment.
Yeah, I agree.
And you cross the wrong drug dealer and you owe them $4,000, and they tell you, no, and I can't sit here and say he's not going to be knocked off if they don't pay that. Can you?
No, but absolutely
even,
not. No.
But even if it was a punishment beating, could you stand by and watch your 19-year-old son getting the punishment beaten?
Okay, well, when you hear the story in this voice note that we're about to play from a lady that we're calling Andrea. Andrea's been in contact with us all morning, telling us the story. She kind of wanted to talk to us live, but... She's minding a child, and it was a little bit awkward
for her. We couldn't do the voice disguise live either.
Yes, so have a listen, if you will. She very kindly sent us this voice note. So we're talking about a guy with a drug debt of $4,000. Wait till you hear Andrea's story of the debt that she has dealt with for her son. This is a lady that we're calling Andrea. Listen very closely to this.
Hi, Adrian. I'm listening on your topic today. I've had to pay you thousands upon thousands upon thousands for my son. Okay, he doesn't take hard drugs. He smokes weed, but he was getting weird and weird and weird and selling it, and I didn't know he was doing that, obviously. But what he was doing with the money was gambling. Now, don't get me wrong, the gambling is just as bad. So over the, say, since he's age 14, 15, we've had to pay, me and his father's after having to pay out nearly 80,000 euro to keep him alive, to keep myself alive, and like they came to my door and they threatened me and my other son and my hubby. So then things went, we paid that was when he was 15, that was 44,000. And then, we're in June, July. So in February, I had a knock on my door, my son owed 4 different people, but in total of 60,000. So they threatened my house and they threatened everybody. So I took a loan of $25,000 and we paid it. The $25,000, we didn't pay the rest. But we were after having to up sticks and move home, and nobody knows where we are. I haven't even told my family where I am, because I can't even feel like that anymore. I have no contact with my son anymore. I don't want contact with him. As much as I love the ground he walks on, he's my son, he's my firstborn, I absolutely adore him. But I hate the person he has become. I hate what he has put us through. Didn't rear him like that. He has a brother that has the most fantastic job. But look, as I said, people out there are living in fear because of their kids running up debt and all. I did live in fear. And I still live in a bit of fear, thinking, am I being followed? Do they know where I live? I know if they knew where I lived, they'd probably be at my door. But I don't see why these people come to the mothers. Now, don't get me wrong, when I say this, this is going to be cruel. If anything happened to my son, I would be absolutely devastated, heartbroken, but I would not be guilty, because I've done everything in my power to help that kid, everything in my power to do what I can. But the parents that's out there shouldn't have to do it. And I know people are going to say, oh, why didn't you go to guards? Go to guards, you make it worse. Go to guards and you're putting a death threat on yourself. Yeah, so look, I hope people out there, the parents out there, are listening and realising, just try. I've just disconnected with my son. I have to, for my own peace of mind. I have my grandson living with me. So for his safety and my safety, we had to up sticks and just go. Absolutely, we have, as I said, I can't pay anymore. I don't have it anymore. I'd be living in, I should have a mansion around me for what I paid out for him. And I said, I love him. I love him dearly. He breaks my heart every time I think of it. Every time I think of it, the child was one of the best footballers on this earth. I'd every club looking for him in Ireland. I'd club looking for him in England when he was 10. I had everywhere looking for him. But he just took the wrong road. Unfortunately, he took the wrong road. I done everything I could. I did get him back up the right road for a few years, and then he went back down the wrong road again. So I can't do anymore. I will tune in at 1:30 to see what other people have to say. They can be smart or whatever they want. Like a man yesterday that was on, he put his son out when he was fit. Maybe if I had done that with my son, I wouldn't be in the debt today that he's in. He might have taught him a lesson. I don't know. There's always ifs and buts. But yeah. Looking forward to hearing your show.
All right. Now, as I said, that lady's name isn't Andrea, but we have called her Andrea so that you will know how to refer to her. Isn't that shocking?
That really is.
So just to put that into context, she's paid out nearly 80 grand over 14 years to drug dealers. She's had to pay 35 grand in the last 3 months. And they've had to move house and like get away from them.
At what point do you turn around and say to your kids, you're big and bold enough now to stand on your own 2 feet? You can't keep bailing your kids out all the time. She can't.
No.
I'm speechless after. So what's the total again? Is it 80?
80 paid out nearly 80 grand over 14 years. 80 grand. So
the lady
who sent in the original message with her 4 grand that they're looking for off her son, here's the thing. If you pay that 4 grand, they'll come back and come back and come back, and you could end up owing 80 grand or paying out 80 grand like that lady Andrea did.
Here's the thing you need to know about addicts, and I don't know if your son is an addict or not, but an addiction doesn't just stop. So when you pay this debt, if you pay this debt tomorrow, he's not just going to go, I'm going to stop taking cocaine and cannabis now. In another 2 months, he's going to be back and back and back again. Don't pay the money.
Okay, 085-825-2626 is our number. Colin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Colin?
How you doing? Not too bad.
Well, Colin, should parents get involved in paying to clear a drug debt for their child?
I think as you said there a few minutes ago, if she pays off that debt, who's to say there's not going to be another debt? But as well as that, if she pays off that debt, then the people he owes money to, she will see them as an easy target, just target them again, whether he owes them something or not.
Oh, in other words, if this woman pays out, pays the 4 grand, they'll just come chasing her for more money, even though he may not even owe more money.
There's no. She has no guarantee that if she pays off that debt, that her son is scot-free and that's not going to happen again. But she's also got no guarantee of safety for herself, because if they now know where she lives, she's at risk.
Okay, but here is the real risk, the very real risk, that some harm will come to her son if that debt is not cleared, that he gets a hiding or worse. And that is a real, real risk. They didn't come to the front door for nothing.
No, definitely not. I mean, he's got himself in a situation. At the end of the day, he is 19. He's old enough. He's old enough and ugly enough and bold enough to be able to sort out his own problem. He got himself into that mess.
I agree with you on all of that, but if the young fella doesn't pay this debt, and if Mammy doesn't pay this debt, harm will come to this 19-year-old. You can mark my words on that. Harm will come to him if he doesn't pay that debt. So how is Mammy going to live with herself if her son ends up in hospital or worse?
I think, to be fair to her, and I do feel for her, I think for her it's a no-win situation. There's nothing she can do to promote it scot-free, I don't think. I think if she pays the debt, he could either just go and rack up another one. Or if she doesn't pay the debt, he'll get hurt. But then the other question is, if he gets hurt, then there's no guarantee that these people are not going to hurt the rest of their family.
Okay, so your advice to this woman who contacted us about the 4 grand debt is, don't pay it, let him look after himself, he's big and ugly enough, he ran up the debt himself, let him sort it out. Even though he doesn't have any money and he doesn't have a job.
I don't think there's any clear route of what she can do to ensure that herself and her family are safe. I don't think even paying the debt, like, you could say pay the debt and it's clear this time, but it then rests on her son to not rack up another debt again.
And as we heard from that voice note a minute ago, with the lady Andrea, she did clear her son's debt but ended up doing it over and over and over again.
Then you have to, as you said as well, where do you draw the line? Where do you say enough? Where do you say enough's enough? I mean, that level of money would have been life changing for them to use on themselves.
Absolutely. All right, stay there for 1 second. But you're saying no. Let him stand on his own 2 feet.
I think he has to face up and sort it himself.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you'd like to get involved in this conversation, should this mother clear a 4 grand drug debt for her 19-year-old son? Trevor.
What is the story, ladies, gentlemen, and Jeremy? Well, like a topic yesterday, guys, here we go again, drug debt, scum knocking at your door, and I was the bad guy yesterday for putting my son out before he ran up a debt. At the end of the day, if your kid runs up a debt, it's their problem, not a parent's. I'm not having my house smashed up over someone in my family making a choice of doing drugs, that falls on their head. Don't you agree? Well, I'm sure Katie would say, bail them out, bail them out, bail them out. They're only making a sad little choice that could possibly ruin their lives. Nah, fuck that, their problem. Good luck with the topic today, guys.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
So far, everybody, without exception, is saying don't pay your child's drug debt.
You know what? When we decide what topics we're doing every day, we normally know what way they're going to go. We're going to say, oh, so the majority will say X or the majority will say Y.
And what is the majority saying?
The majority is saying, fuck them, basically. Yeah. That's what they're saying.
Which I'm really surprised by.
I am absolutely, I wasn't expecting it.
No, like, and you know, when I go back to that voice note that we played a while ago from Andrea, she obviously really fell for it. She paid his initial debt, but it kept happening over and over and over again, and she ended up paying up over 80 grand. I don't think anybody should do that. But I'm genuinely surprised that that everybody is saying, nothing, pay nothing. I genuinely don't believe that everybody is like that. That you would risk the life and limb of your child for the sake of 4 grand.
We've calls coming on in a few minutes that are going to say pay us. But let me read out this message. It says, I'm so glad you're chatting about this today. My brother is 30 and three guys knocked on my mom's door. Now, that must be terrifying alone. Three guys knocking at your mother's door looking for 2 grand in debt. She paid it because they said they would shoot my brother if he didn't pay up. He doesn't work, so she paid it. What else could she do, says this girl.
That's exactly the dilemma that the lady who contacted us in the first place is facing, except it's a 4 grand debt.
Yeah, I mean, someone knocks at your door and says, I'm going to shoot your son dead if you don't pay the money. Could you live with yourself?
No, you couldn't. That's the point. Let me go to John. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How are you doing, Adrian? How are you?
I'm good, thanks, John. Well, should this mother, even as a one-off, pay this 4 grand drug debt?
No, definitely not, Adrian. Definitely not. I must have been listening to what the girl said there. Don't you know what, Adrian? Do you know what really gets me? They're not kids anymore. They're adults. They're adults, Adrian.
Now, your child, hang on, John. Your child is always your child, no matter what age they are.
Well, here's the thing, Adrian. Since 14, 15 years of age, getting into debt and paying off thousands and thousands every year. And when does the penny drop? Like, when does the parents cop on to think that now, this is okay?
In the case of Andrea, whose message I played a while ago, it has taken a long time for the penny to drop with her and her husband. It has now finally dropped. They've moved away. Nobody knows where they're even living. And that's the way they've dealt with it. But not before paying out 80 grand over 14 years.
There you go. And that's the little bastard that was sitting there, no job, no this, no that, running up track drug debts on his mother's and father's head. Like, and that's the problem, you see, Adrian. Me personally, I'd fuck him out to the wolves, literally.
You see, this is the bit I find hard to believe, that it's easy when we're talking hypotheticals here, and I assume this hasn't been an issue in your home. Hypothetically, you might say, yeah, throw him out, fuck him out to the wolves, but in reality, nobody has it in them to do that to their own child.
And if you keep persistently putting yourself and everybody in danger in that family home, Adrian, you'd have to do something drastic. You know, like, I can only imagine what they're going through. Jesus, I've never been in that position, and never will be in that position, because my kids will be working no matter what. They will never get this. They will never get the chance to claim the dole or sit there with a fucking joint or do whatever they do. I miss you after the show, but the fact of the matter is, it all stems from that. Actually, it's only a bit of blow. It's only a bit of hash. It's only a bit of this. And I said, oh, what's wrong? Yeah, your son owes us 2 grand. Duty, yeah. Right, so you
don't fucking... So, hang on, let's just deal with this for 1 second. Somebody knocks on your door in the exact same way as has happened with the lady who sent us the message today, in the exact same way as the message Jeremy just read out a minute ago, and in the voice note. Somebody arrives at your door, says to you, we want 4 grand that your child owes us. If we don't get it, we're going to shoot the fucker next week. You're just going to say, off you go, shoot him.
I'll tell you this, Sergeant. I'll tell you what I'd say. I don't fall back. He does. And you won't be fucking shooting anybody, you know. He'd be gone offside because he wouldn't be living here anymore after that. No fucking way would he be living here.
And that's fine that he wouldn't be living there and all that, but you would take that risk of telling them to piss off and in the knowledge that your child could be stone dead within a week.
His own fault. That's his own fault. That's what he brought upon himself. And the fact of the matter is, Adrian, even though we paid 4 grand, that was an easy touch there, yeah? Yeah, we get him again there for 4 grand a few weeks.
No, I'm not suggesting that you do what Andrea did and pay the debt over and over and over again. I think you'd be insane to. I'm suggesting you do it as a one-off. A one-off, you warn your child, don't ever let that happen again. I've paid it for now, but I'll never do it again. So he then they, knows.
But what if they're hearing about a real life story there of 80,000 euros?
Yep, we have. You know? Yeah, yeah, I know. But that's Andrea, by her own admission, I'm sure, now regrets paying that money over and over again.
That's what I'm saying, agent. If you break that seal once, that's it. I think you're fucked, to be honest with you.
But you, so you again, you would take the risk with the life and limb of your child.
Well, it's just, he got himself into a stack at the end of that, you know. I wouldn't be
bothered. Jesus, if ever I heard a tough love now.
No, it's got to be tough love, you know. But look, it's got to be said. It's got to be what you want to be doing. You couldn't be going around circles and roundabouts every day of the week and thinking that they're going to knock back. And look, you know, back to another credit union, back to another bank, and fuck to that. Not a hope.
Would you not be afraid that your house would get petrol bombed?
Jesus, you know, you've got to take that chance anyway, Jeremy, if you don't, you know. So, as I say, you're fucked if you do, you're fucked if you don't, you know. So, you know, you've got to join the drop line somewhere, and, you know, and take a chance. You know, you couldn't. What if you don't have the 4 grand? What if you can't get your hands?
This lady doesn't have the 4 grand, and she's asking, she says, I don't have that money in the bank. Should I take out a loan?
You know, that's her. That's up to her. You know, I wouldn't anyway. That would be me.
You would literally take a risk. Especially if you were told we're going to kill him, you would take that risk.
The government would probably kill him anyway, you know, even if they get the 4 grand. You know, look, it is where it is. That's, you know, I'm very, you know, I'm very hard on this. And I'm very, you know, I'd be very fucking quick on this one. I'd fuck them out, and that'd be the end of it.
And you'd pay nobody?
Nobody.
Okay, stay there for a second, John. Is that the right attitude? Or, you know, that tough love attitude? The point that I was making to John was, he gets told we're going to shoot your son stone dead next week unless you pay. Could you live with yourself?
Could you bury your own son knowing that you could have saved him? That's what you're basically asking.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm asking.
But at what point do you say?
No, one off. You tell your son, that's it. I paid it once, never again. So he's gotten a warning. Owen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Owen?
How you doing?
Good, thanks, Owen. Well, Owen, what's your view on this?
That young lad just has it too handy. Has it too handy, and he knows exactly what he's doing. He's sitting at home with his PlayStation, racking up debts, going out and thinking he can sell weed, and then smoking the fucking thing himself, and then getting himself into debt, and causing himself a lot of heartache and trouble.
That's exactly.
It's going to be a never-ending cycle for his mother.
But it's only a never-ending cycle if they allow it to be a never-ending cycle. Now, as you heard from... Did you hear that voice note that we got from Andrea? And her story was a never-ending story. She's paid 80 grand in drug debt. What I'm saying is that this mother maybe should pay once off, a one-off debt of 4 grand, and warn her son never again.
That's going to happen. It happened once, it'll happen again.
So you think, you also believe that this woman should take the... Like we were talking to John there a second ago, he said he wouldn't care if his son ends up being killed over his debt.
You'd have to reason with him. You'd have to tell him you're going to need a bit of time because you're going to put him to work. If it was my son, I'd have him out working every single day of the week.
And again, I don't disagree with any of what you're saying, but you would not pay any debt in order to protect your child.
No, I'd have to go to an agreement or something. I'd have to organise an agreement to pay the debt himself, because there's no way he'd be paying it out of my pocket. And that's not being harsh. That's just me just trying to teach values.
Well, yeah, okay, I get the teaching values bit. I'm just wondering how you could live with yourself if you said to your to the drug dealers, piss off, I'm not paying that, and then they kill your son the following week. How could you live with yourself?
I wouldn't say he'd be killing over four. He wouldn't say he'd be killed over 4 grand.
Yeah, he might get a fair hiding then. He might get a right hiding then. He's not going to get away with owing that 4 grand.
No, that's one way of teaching him a lesson as well. With that kind of debt, you're expected to have some responsibility for yourself.
Let me ask you another question. Completely separate issue, but supposing. You found out that your son was a member of a burglary gang and he was going around houses, breaking into houses and robbing them. Would you report him to the guards?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, of course I would, because it's just another reason he's just walking all over it.
So you'd shop your own son to the Gardaí if he was robbing houses?
My mother would too.
Really? Jesus.
A lot of parents would.
My God, I thought we were supposed
100%.
To protect our children.
That's just, if you're going to be like a scumbag, you're going to get treated like one, aren't you?
So little Dixon, God forbid, in 15 years' time is out robbing houses.
But he won't be.
Yeah, but if he is.
Yeah.
And you're just going to say, tut, 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 don't do that again.
I don't think I'd shop him to the guards, to be honest with you.
Oh, he'd have to, because he's only going to do it again. And before you know it, he's, he's entering into even harder. So,
well, you see, and I know it's a different argument. Parents have to take a certain responsibility, by the way, if they're, if their kids are after ending up on drugs. And I know that's a discussion for another day. But maybe the parents of these young fellas who are doing drugs didn't do enough to raise them properly, didn't teach them about the dangers of drugs. Did
No. Yeah. You could come from the most respectable background in the country and end up smoking weed and getting into
it. Absolutely, 100%. It's nothing to do with the way you were raised. It's everywhere. It is literally everywhere. Stay there for a second, because I just got this message in, and it says, "Pay once, you pay over and over. The son isn't worried he's brought that trouble to his parents' door. I'd F him out," says Katrina. And then another message: "Yes, I would shop my kids too, all day long. Kids aren't scared anymore of anyone." So there's somebody else that would actually shop their kids.
It's mad.
Where am I going now? I'm going to Curtis. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Curtis?
All right, lads. How's it going?
Good, thanks, Curtis. Well, this woman has a dilemma, which is not unusual. There are many parents have faced this dilemma over the years. Do you pay your child's drug debt? What's your view on this?
I think for starters, he should definitely be, if it was my son, he'd be dragged to the first job we could get him, and he'd be taken, all of the salary would be gone towards the drug debt, because they're going to have to pay it one way or another. Like, these people aren't just going to forget about it.
No, you agree.
If they know where they live.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, if they know where they live now, and say that guy says, "Oh, I won't pay out the money," like, what happens at the end of the month when they come back and they burn your house out? Like, what do you do then, Mick?
That's exactly the argument that I've been making. I don't think that this woman should pay over and over again like Andrea did. And you heard her, I don't know if you heard her message, but hers was a shocking story at the start of this podcast. She ended up paying 80 grand over the last 14 years. I'm suggesting that you do it as a one-off with a warning: this can never happen again, I'm never paying it again.
Yeah, exactly. And if your child is only 19 years of age, just be a bit more like aware of what he's doing, and what, like, if he's actually running up a drug debt, it doesn't usually happen overnight, you know what I mean? They tend to get into these things over a period of weeks or months, if not years. So it wasn't just a one-night thing, I don't assume. Anyways, we should definitely pay it, because these guys are never going to look forget about it. They're not going to turn around and say, "Oh, yeah, that's your son's death, so you have nothing got to do with it." The one way, they want 4,000 euros one way or another. They don't give a fuck where it comes from or who gives it to them, whether it's the mother, the father, the grandmother. These guys don't care.
I agree with you. They just want their money, and that's it.
Yeah, like, as if they're going to turn around and say, "Oh, yeah, young Johnny there, oh, you have nothing got to do with it because you're his parents and you fucked him out of gas." They know where you live now, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I agree. And there have been examples. There have been examples of houses being burnt out over drug debt. And anybody who thinks that that doesn't happen is very, very naive. So you're bringing trouble on yourself by telling them to piss off.
Here's another one. I can't believe the amount of messages we are coming in. This woman, again, terrified to mention name. She says, "I paid a drug bill for my son, met the dealer myself, met him in a public place under camera supervision, and told him to stay away from me and stay away from my son. I'm only paying it once. I kept it together, paid his first drug debt. He is now drug-free 8 years later and doing great. I told him, 'You're allowed one mistake. Anything else and you're on your own. You take that beating for yourself. I won't be doing that again because I didn't take the drugs and I won't be paying for them.'"
Now, Owen, let me go back to you. So there's a lady, again, terrified to even speak to us about this, but she's basically saying she did it once and she warned her son she'd never do it again.
That's certain people. Some people, she might be a single parent.
Well, what's that got to do with anything?
Afraid of her life. So, like, if you had both parents there, it'd like be a unit, or you could take, like, you could be remain vigilant. You know what I mean? If somebody
okay, but,
there,
you, but you argue, still be, you still believe that parents should never pay anything?
No. The kids should have to earn it, should have to pay it back itself. No, you'd have to organise it with the dealer, who say, "Look, you're just going to have to buy your time. Wait, well,
they won't give a shit. They want their money." And Curtis, that's the point you're making. They want their money and they're not going to hang around for it.
Yeah, well, hasn't even got a credit union account or anything. Like, then what
but
do you do?
Not,
they're going to be killed anyway.
Is that not somewhat your fault? If that's your child, like, is he not somewhat your responsibility to help him and to show him the best examples, to not hang around drug dealers, to not get involved in this sort of industry or this game.
Yeah, that's 100%.
Like, I don't know if you ever spoke to a drug dealer, but the guys don't tend to be the most negotiating people. Whether you're standing there saying, oh no, see, that's his problem now and he's hooked out a gap since last Wednesday, they're going to look at you like you have 10 heads. They don't really give a fuck. They want the money at the end of the month, and it's literally that simple. Do you get me? They don't operate in all this imaginary land. Like, they want the cash, and that's the way they work. The majority of them, anyways, you might find 1% of them is a nice guy, but the other 99% yeah. of them tend to be bad people, and they're not going to sit there listening to a couple at the door telling them, oh, I fucked my son out last week. They don't care. He's your son, he's your responsibility, and they're more than likely going to want the money off you or whoever.
Yeah, so the consequences. And
exactly. So she should definitely pay a 1,000,000% if she wants that.
Okay, but you believe that payment is a one-off?
1,000,000%, yeah. There's no way. Like, that, after that, my son, anyways, and anyone listening, you should definitely educate them. Like, listen, you don't know how deep that again until it's too late. And then there are people at that house. Like, obviously, he doesn't give a fuck. Because if you're dealing with this sort of people, you know that they're going to come to your mother's home or someone. Yeah. They're going to do something horrible. These people operate this way. But he clearly doesn't really give a fuck.
Sorry, one of you was saying, I don't know which one, I think it was you, Owen, that was saying that no one's going to get killed for a debt of $4,000. That mother has been back on again, and she says, let me just go to, she's a single parent, and the debt was €400. So that's nothing. €400 debt, and they did threaten to kill my son over €400. That's mad. Life is worth nothing in the ganglands in Dublin. People get shot. You talk wrongly to someone in a pub, you could end up getting a bullet in your head the next day. That's the way it is. So £400, they were threatening to kill him over.
Michelle sent us this WhatsApp voice note.
Just listening to you there in my lunch, and my heart is actually gone for that woman, Andrea. I know it's not her name, but oh my God, what a horrific story. And she's very brave to be saying it. Now, I've never had an addiction. I don't have kids, but just, I'm thinking of it, all I can see in my head is that film Cardboard Gangsters, or like Love Hate, and yeah, that obviously has to be a bit more dramatic for our eyes, but is it really dramatised? I don't know. Like that $4,000, yeah, it's not a lot of money, but if you haven't got it, it's a lot of money. And I do agree with what Jeremy just said, that it's not as if it's that $4,000's paid, okay, see you later, have a nice day. They know where you are, they know that you have money, even though you're like, you had the money to fork up, can they bully you out of it again? Is your son going to say, right, Ma, I'm really sorry, like, daddy is 19. It's not like Trevor was saying yesterday at 14, just kick him out. I don't know, like, it is a really hard one, but I just listened to that poor man Andrea and my heart is gone. I don't have to go back into work. I'm looking forward now to hear what other people think, but it is just very true that it's not just $4,000 handed up and they won't, that's it, see you later. But yeah, I am interested to hear what everyone else has to say.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Huge reaction to what we're talking about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast about whether or not parents should clear their child's drug debt. This is Jenny.
I believe bailing them out once, they'll never learn the lesson, and it would be a continuous problem. As that other woman whose voice was disguised just said, look, she's after having to move and she can't be around any of her family and friends anymore, unfortunately. So yeah, I really don't think that she should pay the $4,000, kick him out, let him learn the lesson. Unfortunately, it'd be a hard lesson, but what can you do?
As I said, if you're attending your own child's funeral 2 weeks later, how would you live with yourself? And yes, it's probably a stretch to think that somebody's going to be killed stone dead over $25,000, but it is a possibility.
Well, they just threatened to kill one woman's son.
They threatened to do it, and actually doing it are two very different things. But let me go to Eddie. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eddie?
Afternoon, lad. You well?
Good, thanks, Eddie. Well, should this woman clear the $4,000 debt that her son owes for cocaine and weed?
Adrian, all these people that are saying, don't pay it, I wouldn't pay it, have never had the unfortunate task of opening the door to a drug dealer with a gun, right? I've been down this road a few times in my life. The first time was 30 years ago. My best mate, we were 17, started selling a bit of weed, ecstasy tablets, bit of speed, you know, all the white doves, that was the era of that. Got into a debt about 5,000 punts, what's that today? Probably about 25 grand. drug dealer came to his house. Now, this drug dealer used to chase me and him and all the lads because I was guilty by association, even though I did nothing. Turned up at his door with two big burly fellas with a sawn-off shotgun and said, right, your son owes us X amount and we want it. And if we don't get it, we're going to burn your house down, right? His dad panicked, rang my house. By pure luck, I happened to answer the phone. I went over and they arranged a meeting. Remember the old City Imp, the 210 bus? So that would come through our estate. And I met this guy. I had an envelope in my fucking pocket. I was only a fucking wet behind the ears kid. And your man got off the bus. He said to the driver, just hold on there. And I handed him the leaflet. And I said, nothing to do with me. I'm just paying this. And he had a good man. And he shook my hand, a lot of white doves. And I said, no, I don't do that. And he took a chance on his kid. And it worked out. So I would say bail them out once. You know what I mean?
And this is the argument that I've been making, Eddie, in fairness, all the way through this.
Now, 10 years ago, it happened again with someone close to me.
Not the same person, obviously.
No. We rallied around, paid it, took a chance, paid it. And he's on the straight and narrow now. And good. It never came back. So anyone that says pay it once, you'll pay it twice. You won't necessarily pay it twice.
I know, but when you hear Andrea's story that we played earlier on, 80 grand over 14 years.
Yeah, I know. And then I know another story only happened recently. And it was only about 3 grand debt. Because these scrotes have no value of life. And they knocked at his house and said, your Johnny owes us money. And a dad, bit of a hard shot. And he went, I don't fucking know it. You don't come back here. Sort it out with him. Petrol bombed the gaff. He soon fucking paid it the following day. This is the risk you take when
that's the point that I've been making all along. But I do believe that it is a once in a lifetime opportunity. And for the lady who sent us in the message, I know she's listening. I'm saying, now not everybody is, I'm saying pay the debt once and leave it at that. And warn your son, this will never happen
again.
That's
all you can do. And look, most people, I think, with that fright, will cop on. There's obviously going to be a few.
And the stories that you just told us, they did cop on.
Yeah. So that's my personal experience. These two lads copped on. Obviously, there will be a flip side to that where someone doesn't. But if you love your son, you'll take a chance on them once, you know?
Now, Jeremy, you were saying...
It's interesting.
You were saying at the start of this podcast, tough love, don't pay a penny.
Yeah, but we're hearing these stories now. And this woman, P, who we're calling her, who's been messaging us non-stop during the show, it's interesting to get different bits of information in dribs and drabs there. She's just said, now this is the woman about the 400 euro, before they threatened to kill my son for 400 euro, they smashed up my house and caused thousands of euro worth of damage. They could have killed my son. I have no doubt about it.
Right, well, there you go. So my worry though with that lady who's messaging us there is, okay, you did pay that debt, what happens the next time when the exact same thing happens again and he runs up another debt and they smash up the house all over again? Do you pay again? And that's the vicious circle that Andrea got into.
You
got
to kick them out. You
have to kick them out.
What Trevor did on the last podcast where he was talking about kicking out his son and letting him sleep in the front garden. Like, that's what you got to do. Why would you want to bring that to your door?
All right, stay there for a second. Let me bring in a few more of your opinions. Luke has no sympathy.
Lads, I hate to say it, but Trevor was absolutely right yesterday. You know, bringing all that trouble to your own house. Let the young fella fend for himself. That's all I can say. Good luck.
Tough love again. This is Dave.
Lads, I'm sorry, Noel, but a lot of the people out there saying they wouldn't pay their kids' drug debt. I genuinely think the vast majority of folks, if their kid came home and said, listen, I owe money to drug dealers and they're going to fucking do me in, they'd pay it. I'd pay it. I'd pay it the one time. Just the one time. But I'd make sure he got off the drugs or got out of the situation he was in. But I don't believe that a lot of people, if you're in that situation and you thought harm was going to come to your child, you do it. You wouldn't want to do it, but you do it.
And I agree with you, Dave, wholeheartedly. I think all of the people saying, no, throw him out, let him fend, throw him to the wolves and all that. I think when push comes to shove and you realise there's a genuine threat against your child or your house or your family, you will pay it.
Yeah, I mean, as a parent, we'd all give our life for our children, I suppose, wouldn't we?
But that's what this conversation really is. Like, so it's very hypothetical to say, no, throw him to the wolves. I don't believe, and this is what Dave said a second ago, I don't believe when push comes to shove that many parents would do.
Okay,
that.
But can we all agree that there has to be a cutoff point?
Yeah, once.
That you can't go through your whole life. Yeah. Yep. So that woman that originally we spoke to with the 80 grand, that's just border on...
Well, in fact, talking of whom, she has been onto us again, and I want to read this message. So it says, this is the woman who left the voice note. I can't come on air live as I have my grandson and he has special needs. That's the main reason I moved home, was to protect him. So even if you don't pay, They will take it out of your car, your home, you name it. They won't care. I know I've been through hell and back with my son. I'm actually crying here listening to the show. And for any parent that is going through what I went through and what made me... just disconnect from my son was I realized he had no morals or feelings for me and his family to put us through that since he was 14. So you can read this out from me if you want. And that's from the lady that we, throughout this podcast, have been calling Andrea, and that is not her real name, who has paid out 80 grand in drug debt for her son.
Isn't it awful that for a lot of parents, you bring kids into the world and all that, and you do your best for them, and they end up ruining your life?
And literally, that's what this fella did. We'll squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note from Damien.
Unfortunately, I know a situation where a parent paid off a few drug debts for their child, and years later, that same child disowned the parents and basically treats the parents like shit. So, either way, that woman potentially loses if he keeps going down the road that he's going.
All right, Damien, thank you very much indeed for your message. So your opinion has slightly changed in that you're now saying maybe once.
But that's it. That has to be it. And then it has to be tough love, doesn't it? Like, we would do it. I'd throw myself in front of a bus to save one of my kids. Mm. You know what I mean? If one of my kids needed one of my organs, I'd give it to them. But there has to become a point where you just say, enough is enough, you got to fend for yourself. Why should your life be ruined because of a selfish... And junkies are selfish. They're selfish, but they only think of themselves. So why would you let your life be dictated by your junkie child? They are my thoughts today.
Fascinating conversation. My thanks to that lady, Andrea, for sending us the voice note, for listening to the show, and for sending that message that we read out a couple of minutes ago. Andrea, which is not your name, I wish you well. They've moved home. They're living in a different community where they know nobody, all because of the selfish bastard of a son and the drug debt that he ran up. And they've had to restart their lives. But... Andrea, I really do genuinely wish you well, and thanks very much indeed for allowing us to play your voice note earlier on. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. If you want to find us on Facebook, it's facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. Click subscribe or follow, click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified when we upload a new episode. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next one.